The speciality of the divine ras is firstly, it is infinite in extent. Secondly, once received, it will always remain. Unlike the hangover that one gets after drinking at night, the next morning there's a hangover. But the divine ras, tad Vishnu paramam padam sada pasyanti sugraya. That ras once we get, we will get it forever. After that, there will never be any discontentment. But even in the divine realm, there are many categories, many varieties. There is the bliss of the formless aspect of God, of the Nirakar Brahma. That is called Brahmanand. It is so amazing that great kings, they rejected their kingdom like a piece of straw, renounced their whole family, everything, and sat in the forest to experience Brahmanand. However, even beyond that is the bliss of the personal form of God. That is infinite times the bliss of the formless. That is why the saint Tulsidas says, is soi sukh lavalesh bar ik jin sapne hu lahyu te nahi gan hi khages brahm sukh hi sajjan sumati. He says that if a person experiences one drop of the bliss of the personal form of God, Prem Ras, he will get detached from Brahmanand. What to speak of Rasgullanand? And the Bhagavatam gives us examples of such jnanis who were situated at that platform where they were relishing the bliss of Brahmanand. And yet when they had the experience of Premanand, they naturally got detached and attracted to the personal form. Like, I was very amused by a remark passed by Dr. Das. Somebody talked saying that so-and-so is an Arya Samaji. You know, in the Arya Samaj, they worship the personal, the formless aspect of God. So he said, yes, even Shukadev Paramhans was an Arya Samaji before he heard the Bhagavatam. He was worshipping the formless aspect of God, but when he was told that verse of the beauty of the personal divine form of Sri Krishna, there was no question of going back. Just like if somebody is eating gur, gur for those who have not come from India is very crude form of molasses. So if somebody is relishing the bliss of gur and you place a hot gulab jamun in front of him, see how quickly the detachment takes place from gur. So that is what happened to Shukadev Paramahansa.